Today in Science from Wired.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
A groundbreaking human brain cell atlas just dropped. The comprehensive collection of 21 studies attempts to map all the brain's cell types and offers hope of one day being able to trace brain diseases to their genetic roots. By Celia Ford. Recently, an international team of researchers shared an extraordinarily detailed atlas of human brain cells, mapping its staggering diversity of neurons. The atlas was published as part of a massive package of 21 papers in the journal Science, each taking complementary approaches to the same overarching question: what cell types exist in the brain, and what makes human brains different from those of other animals? With hundreds of billions of cells tangled together, mapping the whole brain is like trying to plot every star in the Milky Way. The inner workings of each cell are mini worlds of their own. But just as better telescopes make the universe clearer to astronomers, the analytical tools presented here give neuroscientists unprecedented resolution looking at brain cells, which will open up new windows for understanding brain function, says Andrea Beckel-Michener, deputy director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health's Brain Initiative, which funded the Cell Atlas project. With a comprehensive map of cell types, understanding how neurons work and how brain disorders cause them to malfunction is within reach. This is a first step towards defining the cellular complexity of the brain, says Bing Ren, a professor of cellular and molecular medicine at the University of California, San Diego, and a lead investigator on the Atlas project. The results have been nothing but astonishing. This isn't the first brain cell atlas, and it won't be the last, but it is incredibly detailed. The 21-study collection reports the findings of the Brain Initiative's last five-year funding program, BICCN, Brain Initiative Cell Consensus Network. The NIH allocated $100 million for this endeavor, aiming to catalog brain cell types in more depth than ever before. The only other large-scale biology problem that we have thought about of this scope is the Human Genome Project, says Beckel-Michener. The Cell Atlas Project is the biggest team science effort in neuroscience. Historically, it's been nearly impossible to get a handle on the complexity of the human brain. With so many interconnected pieces, it's not really a single organ. It's like a thousand organs, says Ed Lean, a senior investigator at the Allen Institute for Brain Science, who helped lead the Atlas project. Prior to this dataset, it was just a hypothesis that the brain was really complicated, adds Amy Bernard, the director of life sciences at the Kavli Institute, who was not involved in this project. Now we can see the cellular diversity and wrap our arms around the problem. All cells within a given brain share the same DNA, but different cells use different sets of genes, which determine what proteins each one makes. This, Lean says, relates very strongly to all the other properties of the cell, shaping what it looks like, how it develops, and what other cells it will connect with. In an earlier phase of the Brain Initiative, scientists developed methods to create a cellular map of the mouse brain. But bringing these tools to human brains is no small feat. Our brains are about 15 times the size of a mouse's, with 1,000 times as many neurons. One major goal of this work was to expand methods used in mice to create an atlas that tackles the problem of scale, Lean says. This was a massive undertaking, relying on collaboration between 250 researchers across 45 institutions worldwide. People are familiar with big teams like this in fields like astrophysics, but it's new in neuroscience, says Bernard. We took a divide-and-conquer approach, Ren says, divvying processed tissues from three donated human brains across labs. From there, molecular biologists sequenced DNA and passed the results off to computational biologists for analysis. They identified over 100 distinct cell types across 42 different brain regions, far more than the team expected. They hope that by understanding the brain at this level of detail, they'll someday be able to trace brain diseases back to their genetic roots and find treatments that target them. This is the holy grail for human genetics research, says Jennifer Irwin, a molecular geneticist and neuroscientist at the Lieber Institute for Brain Development, who was not involved in this project. While this grail is still out of reach, it's within sight, and the Brain Initiative has years more research queued up and underway. This effort focused on translating methods developed for mouse brains to the brains of humans and monkeys, characterizing cell types and figuring out what is unique to humans on a molecular level. Currently, many clinical trials fail because they can't replicate promising results from mouse studies. With a more nuanced understanding of where the brains of mice and humans are alike and where they're not, scientists will be better equipped to predict whether a drug will fail in humans before getting too deep into testing. Future Brain Initiative programs plan to study neural diversity across humans, but the slate of projects recently published did not. Most of these studies analyzed tissue from the same three brains, all donated by neurotypical men of European ancestry. Given the time, effort, and tax dollars required to run experiments at this scale, researchers have to choose between molecular detail and human diversity. You can either go broad or you can go deep. You can't do both at the same time, Lean says. This data is going to be very important. Once data is published, it's not dead. It's there to be used, says Bernard. She believes that now that this massive atlas is online, funding should be funneled to people who want to dig into it, not just researchers who want to add to the pile. It should be sexy to rediscover things from old data, she says. Ren's team made their atlas of genetic switches publicly available, hoping that scientists will mine it to fuel drug discovery, basic science, and clinical research. These findings lay the groundwork for a new era of neuroscience, where finding personalized treatments for brain disorders is a little less impossible. Science is somewhat incremental, but people always want to advertise it as groundbreaking, Bernard says. This is both. Thanks for listening to Wired. I am Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.